The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute. Human Growth Hormone, a Comprehensive Guide. Human growth hormone is one of the hottest topics in America today. Stories about the beleaguered hormone plaster the front pages of magazines and newspapers. Countless television news reports have discussed HGH from a perspective of both intrigue and trepidation. HGH therapies are the centerpiece of numerous infomercials and television advertisements, and there are websites all over the internet that purport to teach you all there is to know about the supplement. Men and women all over the United States, and even the world, are utilizing HGH for the myriad of benefits that it provides. Big-shot Hollywood actors and world-famous professional athletes make use of the hormone for all sorts of benefits. Some individuals utilize HGH for athletic enhancement, to help them attain an edge to their performance capabilities that helps them keep up with rigorous competition. Aging men and women use human growth hormone to keep their edge as well. HGH has incredible regenerative capability, helping retain healthy organs and joints, a sharp mind, strong muscles, and smooth skin. HGH hormone replacement has amazing regenerative capabilities and even has the ability to alleviate and even reverse some of the harshest aspects of the aging process. Human growth hormone is capable of streamlining and optimizing your body's function in ways that leave you feeling and looking younger and more alert. Sly Stallone, Hormone Replacement Therapy Crusader. One of the fiercest proponents for human growth hormone replacement therapy is globally acclaimed action star Sylvester Stallone. Mr. Stallone has been the star of entertaining action-packed spectacles for decades. He was first propelled to superstardom by the amazing award-winning films such as Rambo and Rocky, but he is still a bright spot on the entertainment map, most recently performing in the immensely popular Expendables movie series. Sylvester was recently arrested in Australia for possession of HGH. He alleges that he accidentally lost his prescription for the medication. The judge in the case handed down a relatively light fine of $2,000, and otherwise, he was sent on his way with a warning. Stallone is currently a highly active man in the middle of his 60s. Despite his age, Stallone has the vitality of a 35-year-old stud. Sylvester Stallone believes that his amazing physique and world-skipping life would not be possible without the impressive effects of HGH. Sylvester Stallone is a fervent believer in the effects of human growth hormone replacement therapy and predicts that in the next decade, HGH will begin to be offered as an over-the-counter health therapy. It is widely believed that after the initial spring of controversy dissipates, Congress will finally get around to looking at human growth hormone with an honest eye. Today, there are thousands of clinical research trials that have been conducted regarding the safety and efficacy of human growth hormone replacement therapy, and Stallone's belief in the effectiveness and safety of HGH is entirely warranted. Until that point at which human growth hormone is approved for over-the-counter use and sale, however, the only way to legally attain HGH is by prescription. Winning is everything. Human beings are fierce competitors, and the desire to succeed is one of the paramount issues that our lives revolve around. Human growth hormone has been used for decades now as an effective means of performance enhancement. Olympian and professional athletes have utilized HGH in their endeavors since the hormone therapy was first used. HGH provides benefits to athletes of all shapes and sizes, even to mental competitors such as poker players and chess wizards. Human growth hormone gives men and women the opportunity to perform at a higher level than they would normally be capable of, giving them a competitive advantage over those that they battle against. Unfortunately, even though HGH supplementation has been proven to be effective to enhance the performance of athletes, the Food and Drug Administration has not approved the drug for this use. The use of HGH hormone therapy for performance enhancement is still illegal in the United States and grounds for forfeiture in the eyes of the International Olympic Committee. Still, the widespread use of the drug for performance enhancement, even with the threat of legal action and disqualification, shows the immense value of the hormone for those who are allowed to use the medicine for legal reasons. HGH is a valid medical treatment. These days, and more so in the recent past, human growth hormone is most understood by the general public as a performance-enhancing tool. For this reason, lots of folks believe that HGH is illegal in the United States, and this is patently untrue. Human growth hormone is completely legal as a valid treatment for HGH deficiency. Patients over the age of 30 who show symptoms and signs of HGH deficiency qualify for human growth hormone replacement therapy and can use the hormone to legally combat the symptoms of premature aging that are directly caused by flagging hormone levels. HGH is currently experiencing an explosion of interest on the internet today. Studying the analytics of the two largest internet search sites, Yahoo and Google, demonstrate the immensity of this interest. The search terms human growth hormone and HGH are used well over 20,000 times each and every day. As a result of the exponential increase in interest regarding human growth hormone replacement therapy, the Food and Drug Administration and Congress are increasing the amount of attention they pay to the drug. Activists and interested parties across the United States are interested in increasing the range of legal uses for HGH, and in a few years it is very likely that the parameters of use will expand a great deal. This is indeed an exciting time for human growth hormone users across the world. HGH information. It's time to answer the question so many people have been asking. What is human growth hormone? National interest in the drug has increased a great deal over the past generation, as groundbreaking research studies purport the many benefits provided by the therapy, and numerous athletes across the world have been caught using the drug to boost their performance on the field. But first, what is a hormone? The word hormone itself comes from ancient Greek. The word is analogous to the modern English word impetus, which means a stimulus, impulse, or moving force. That word is incredibly apropos, as hormones are chemical messengers which send impulses throughout the body to stimulate target cells. Hormones travel through the bloodstream to reach their destinations. To put it simply, hormones tell the organs, and even the individual cells of our body, what to do. The amount of stimulus provided by a hormone is dependent upon the relative size of the pulse of hormones and the number of targeted cells which ultimately respond. Hormones are made up of amino acids which connect with one another to form molecules known as polypeptides. Polypeptide is a Greek term that literally means many amino acids. HGH is the largest hormone produced by the human body. 191 amino acids chain together to form this immensely powerful hormone. Under a microscope, human growth hormone forms a C shape as a result of its bonds. Somatropin growth hormone. Although you most assuredly know the hormone by its most popular terminologies, human growth hormone, or HGH, the scientific name for bioidentical human growth hormone is somatropin. Endogenous HGH is manufactured and secreted in the brain by the pituitary gland. The pituitary is located nearly in the exact center of the brain, relatively close to the brainstem. The pituitary gland is divided into two portions, the anterior, or frontal pituitary, and the posterior, or rear pituitary. Human growth hormone is made by special organs in the brain known as somatotropes, which are located in the rear portion of the anterior pituitary. These somatotropes are shaped in a stack of rows, which when seen from the outside look like a small sack. Somatotropes take up a significant amount of real estate in the pituitary gland, making up almost half the size of the anterior lobe of the pituitary. These cells function like a manufacturing plant. When the hypothalamus sends a work order for human growth hormone, these cells are the workhorses that get the job done. Human growth hormone is one of the most important hormones produced by the human body. It is unique and vital to all processes of the human body. HGH is responsible for the rate at which our bodies grow when we enter puberty, but it does so much more than that. It also is directly responsible for the proper growth and rejuvenation of our cells and organ systems throughout our lives, and as endogenous human growth hormone levels start to decline with age, the effects of the aging process become more pronounced and devastating. Image of the center of the brain from a left side view. HGH activity in the body is directly correlated with optimum function at full development and growth. For this reason, many members of the field of regenerative, longevity, and anti-aging medicine refer to HGH colloquially as the master hormone. It is simply so important to full health and long life that its importance outshines that of any other hormone the human body produces. The HGH on-off switch. Modern science has shown that there are a multitude of factors at play which regulate the level of human growth hormone that the pituitary secretes. The hypothalamus is the area of the brain which controls how much human growth hormone is produced, as well as when. The hypothalamus is located at the base of the brain, very near the pituitary gland, and is responsible for the controlled release of a number of different hormones the human body utilizes to remain functional. The hypothalamus is connected to the pituitary gland via a network of blood vessels known as the hypophyseal portal system. Blood carries both GHRH and somatostatins from the hypothalamus to the pituitary gland via this integral pathway, the on switch. The hypothalamus emits a hormone known as GHRH, which tells the pituitary to increase production of human growth hormone. Sarimorelin is a synthetic analog to GHRH, which, although made up of a different chemical structure, produces the exact same effect on the pituitary gland as GHRH. The off switch. When the hypothalamus wants to reduce production, it manufactures hormones known as somatostatins. These hormones act as HGH inhibitors, blocking receptor sites for GHRH on the pituitary, thus slowing down the production of human growth hormone at a significant rate. Research proves the connection between the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland production. In an important piece of research conducted by Dr. Seymour Reichlin and his partners proved that the hypothalamus is responsible for HGH regulation. In his landmark study, Dr. Reichlin severed the connection between the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland in laboratory rat subjects. After this important connection was severed, it was discovered that the lab rats began to produce human growth hormone at a significantly lower rate. When is human growth hormone produced? Human growth hormone is manufactured and released in short and fast pulses. These pulses last only a period of a few seconds, but that is all the time needed for the hormone to fully perform its vital, important functions. The brief time of release is why it is incredibly difficult to measure HGH levels directly. For this reason, physicians diagnose HGH deficiency indirectly by means of a hormone known as insulin-like growth factor 1, which remains in the bloodstream for an extended period of time. Human growth hormone is produced at its most significant rates during two periods of time. The most significant period of HGH secretion is during deep sleep. For this reason, it is vitally important to get good rest for a minimum of 7 to 8 hours every night to help maintain healthier patterns of HGH production. It is a proven fact that individuals who do not get enough sleep are at increased risks, which often inhibit their lifespan. HGH is also secreted at high rates during strenuous aerobic and anaerobic exercise. Human growth hormone helps the muscles perform at peak efficiency by providing them with the energy that they need to work hard and efficiently. Over the course of a 24-hour period, human growth hormone is released in small pulses around 30 times throughout the day. Insulin-like growth factor 1. After HGH is secreted from the pituitary gland, it is circulated throughout the bloodstream until it is ultimately taken in by the liver. In the liver, HGH is broken down into several hormones known as growth factors. IGF-1 is also referred to in the medical community as somatomedin C. The reason why HGH is only measurable in the bloodstream for a short period of time is because the liver quickly metabolizes the hormone into its component growth factors. IGF-1 is an incredibly important metabolite which encourages the cells of the body to function at peak capacity. It increases the rate of cellular metabolism and the rate at which the cells replicate and renew themselves. Although HGH metabolizes into a number of different molecules, the vast majority of benefits afforded to the body are the result of IGF-1. To put it simply, IGF-1 is the chemical messenger which decides when cells propagate and when they need to die off, and make way for younger, healthier cells. As we age, our cells begin to renew themselves at a much slower rate because the endogenous production of HGH declines to a point where the cells of the body begin to break down and atrophy at an alarming rate. Much like growth hormone releasing hormone is the precursor to HGH, human growth hormone could be considered the precursor hormone to IGF-1. The endocrine system is complicated, and a lack of one important hormone can hinder an entire cascade of positive benefits. HGH hormone replacement therapy. Sarimorelin synthetic GHRH secretagogue. What is a secretagogue? Secretagogues are substances which promote the manufacture of particular hormones. The substance which is the secretagogue for human growth hormone is known as growth hormone releasing hormone. GHRH is secreted by the hypothalamus and encourages the production of HGH. Sarimorelin is a synthetic derivative of GHRH which perfectly mimics its function. Although sarimorelin is not structurally identical, it causes the exact same reactions to take place within the human body. Sarimorelin is a polypeptide hormone chain which contains the same first 19 amino acids as its parent, GHRH. After this 19th acid, however, the sequence is terminated. Sarimorelin is delivered via subcutaneous injection, where it becomes slowly metabolized by the body throughout the day. Sarimorelin is one of the most effective treatments for human growth hormone deficiency on the market today. Growth hormone deficiency. HGH deficiency is diagnosed when the pituitary gland of a patient is secreting an inadequate amount of HGH. When this occurs, the human body no longer has the proper amount of human growth hormone available to perform daily maintenance and rejuvenation projects, and the body begins to age prematurely as a result. The resultant HGH deficiency directly correlates with the deficiency of IGF-1 as well. Human growth hormone deficiency is a spectrum disorder. This means that different patients display different types of symptoms at different rates of severity dependent upon the level of deficiency. Some patients may only be experiencing a minor level of deficiency, whereas other patients may suffer from a total and complete deficiency. This is why accurate testing for HGH deficiency is incredibly important. Every patient has a unique deficiency that must be treated accurately and with care. Most men and women have optimal rates of human growth hormone secretion until they reach their late 20s. After this point, the inevitable decline begins. Although in healthy patients there is some disparity as to the ultimate rate of decline, generally a loss of 1-2% each year occurs. Though at first the change would be nearly imperceptible, over time, this gradual loss of human growth hormone causes major issues which accelerate and amplify the aging process. Ultimately, the rate at which human growth hormone production drops is dependent upon several factors. The most significant of these are heredity, exercise, diet, and lifestyle choices. HGH hormone replacement therapy versus sirolimus. Although HGH deficiency can be treated directly with exogenous bioidentical human growth hormone, one of the most common therapies is sirolimus therapy. With sirolimus therapy, the GHRH analog is injected subcutaneously and encourages the endogenous production of human growth hormone. The benefit of this treatment strategy is that the body regulates its own human growth hormone production even in the presence of high levels of sirolimus in the bloodstream. For this reason, the risk of unwanted side effects is incredibly low because there is absolutely no potential for human growth hormone overdose as a result of sirolimus therapy. The form of sirolimus that is used for injection is known as sirolimus acetate. Sirolimus is a synthetic polypeptide hormone derivative which has undergone the chemical reaction of amidation. Although growth hormone-releasing hormone is made up of a 44-peptide sequence, sirolimus only consists of the original 29 amino acids of the sequence, the shortest sequence by which the original GHRH molecule still functions identically in organic chemical reactions. There is absolutely no difference in the manner by which sirolimus reacts within the human body as compared to its parent hormone. As opposed to artificially boosting natural HGH levels through the use of bioidentical human growth hormone, growth hormone-releasing hormone performs its task in a more biologically normal manner. It directly encourages the pituitary to produce sufficient levels of endogenous human growth hormone. The reason why overdose does not occur is that exogenous sirolimus acetate does not inhibit natural function of somatostatins. So when the hypothalamus recognizes that adequate human growth hormone synthesis has been achieved, somatostatins are produced, which prevent the further synthesis of excess human growth hormone. History of sirolimus acetate therapy. Sirolimus acetate was originally approved by the Food and Drug Administration as an effective treatment for childhood HGH deficiency as a means to prevent idiopathic short stature. Idiopathic short stature is a disorder in which the human body does not grow to its normal final adult height. There is a growing body of scientific and clinical evidence that provides ample evidence that sirolimus is also an effective and safe therapeutic option for adults who suffer from HGH deficiency as well. Sirolimus has been clinically evaluated for childhood HGH deficiency for more than 15 years and through the implementation of more than 70 clinical studies. Over 2,600 children have been treated, and there is over 485 years of clinical data with which to evaluate the efficacy of the treatment. Sirolimus FDA approved. Sirolimus acetate synthetic GHRH analog was ultimately approved as a medical therapy by the Food and Drug Administration in 1997. The next year it became available to the practicing medical community as a prescription drug. Sirolimus is still an experimental treatment option for patients who suffer from adult human growth hormone deficiency, but the initial studies of alternative HGH treatments are incredibly promising. The dose of human growth hormone prescribed to adult patients is much smaller than that used for pediatric patients, amounting to only around one-half of the dose prescribed to that younger population. To qualify for adult sirolimus therapy, one must acquire clinical approval before being allowed to participate in the trial, sirolimus treatment program that our clinic provides. Sirolimus therapy for adult HGH deficiency shows an amazing amount of potential for patients who suffer from the effects of premature aging or other medical ailments which directly stem from the underlying deficiency of human growth hormone. It must be noted, however, that not all patients respond to sirolimus therapy in the same way, and some patients may not be satisfied with the results provided by therapy. For these patients, we recommend they move directly to HGH supplementation as a means to produce faster results. Although sirolimus is highly effective, it reveals its benefits slowly over time. Direct bioidentical HGH treatment produces faster results, but with a slightly increased incidence of side effects. Also, HGH hormone replacement therapy does not replicate the human body's natural processes in the same manner as sermorelin therapy. In brief, the effects of HGH deficiency. Declining human growth hormone levels are directly related to the emergence of many of the unwanted symptoms of the aging process. Many anti-aging scientists even believe that HGH deficiency is the root cause of many of these unwanted physiological changes. Human growth hormone deficiency is correlated with heart disease, bone disorders such as osteoporosis, and unhealthy levels of cholesterol and triglycerides. In addition to this, a number of aesthetic changes occur as well. Wrinkles and fine lines become more pronounced with time. The muscles atrophy at the same time that adipose fat tissue starts to propagate, leading to a significant change in both body fat ratios and the physical composition of the body. Fat buildup starts to occur at an increased rate around the midsection, leading to an unwanted paunch around the midsection and oversized hips and thighs. The hair often becomes prematurely gray, and male pattern baldness and general hair thinning occurs at an increased rate at an earlier age. With HGH deficiency, patients deal with incredibly low motivation and energy levels, which prevent them from becoming active participants in their own lives. Depression is also a common symptom. On top of all this, the sexual side effects of human growth hormone deficiency are among the most striking. With severe HGH deficiency, libido takes a major hit, preventing both men and women from lighting the fire of intimacy with intensity. In male patients, sexual function can be inhibited by HGH deficiency as well, leading to erectile dysfunction or an ability to sustain an erection for a sufficient amount of time. All of these symptoms have the potential to manifest themselves far too early as a result of human growth hormone deficiency. Without treatment, HGH levels drop as a natural symptom of age. Nearly 50 years of research document the inevitable decline in human growth hormone production that occurs as we age. The older we get, the faster and more pronounced this deficiency ultimately becomes. For this reason, after we reach the age of 30, it is important to monitor and be aware of the underlying symptoms which preclude human growth hormone deficiency, so that we may become more proactive in the treatment and prevention of the disorder. As our production of human growth hormone declines, our body is no longer able to keep up with the demands of the body in order to prevent the slow breakdown of our tissues and organs. The human body is no longer able to produce new and healthy cells at the same rate that old and unhealthy cells wither and die. As a direct result of this unfortunate predicament, our body begins a slow descent into decline, and our bodies show the rudimentary signs of aging. HGH deficiency literally leads to a process of atrophy which slowly hastens our ultimate mortality. HGH peaks in early adolescence. Human growth hormone is secreted by the pituitary at its highest rate during the postpubertal era of adolescence. The flooding of HGH that occurs during puberty is the direct cause of the growth spurt that occurs during the stage of development. Human growth hormone deficiency is not only a human phenomenon, it is an inevitability of every animal species that exists on planet Earth. The rate at which these declines occur vary from species to species, but there is ample scientific proof that human beings lose their innate ability to produce endogenous human growth hormone at a rate of around 14% every 10 years after we reach the age of decline, which begins in the late 20s. Human growth hormone deficiency by the numbers. To put human growth hormone deficiency in numerical terms, at the age of 20, the human body secretes around 500 micrograms of HGH each day. By the age of 40, that rate declines to around 200 micrograms of human growth hormone secreted daily. By the time we reach the age of 40, our body only produces 40% of its peak adult secretion. At age 55, endogenous production drops to around 100 micrograms daily. By the time we reach 80 years old, the rate of production drops to only 25 micrograms. It is important to remember at this point that IGF-1 production diminishes at a near identical rate as HGH production declines. The hormonal cascade affects the production of all growth factors related to HGH. Between the ages of 35 and 45, the decline in human growth hormone production becomes exceedingly precipitous. Scientists and physicians have yet to discover exactly why this decline occurs, but the human body starts to deteriorate as a result of this undeniable drop in endogenous hormone production, which results in accelerated aging. Aging somatotrophs are still able to produce HGH. Emerging scientific research has produced solid evidence that somatotroph cells of the pituitary gland are still capable of secreting sufficient levels of HGH throughout the lifespan. Aging somatotroph cells have the same inherent production capacity as their younger counterparts as long as they receive adequate and proper stimulation. This new information available to the scientific community has allowed researchers to create numerous new hypotheses to test regarding human growth hormone deficiency, which will expand our knowledge of the disorder to new heights. Human growth hormone blockers proliferate with age. This change in how we understand human growth hormone deficiency has led researchers to believe that HGH deficiency is largely the result of HGH blockers known as somatostatins. Somatostatins are endogenously produced hormones which inhibit the uptake of GHRH by the pituitary gland, thus leading to a reduction in HGH production. Although the function of somatostatins is a normal and valuable feedback mechanism which prevents overdose, as we age, the rate at which these somatostatins flourish increases to a point at which we are no longer able to get the HGH we need for optimum function. We discovered the unfortunate effects of somatostatins through scientific animal research. Researchers halted the production of somatostatin in their geriatric laboratory rats and discovered that endogenous human growth hormone production rebounded to a rate similar to that of adolescent rats. This study demonstrates the massive effect that somatostatins have on healthy HGH production. It also proves that the pituitary gland has the functional capacity to produce adequate levels of human growth hormone throughout the lifespan. Human growth hormone stimulators decline with age. Another hypothesis regarding HGH deficiency that appears to have great validity is that endogenous GHRH production declines as we grow older, leading to a direct decrease in human growth hormone secretion. It appears that the reason that GHRH levels drop is that the hypothalamus becomes more and more resistant to signals to produce GHRH as the process of aging continues. The pituitary's ability to produce HGH never declines, but the chemical signals to produce more of the hormone become more scarce. HGH receptors become resistant to human growth hormone with age. A third hypothesis regarding the human growth hormone deficiency revolves around the idea that receptor sites which absorb human growth hormone become resistant to the hormone with age, and this produces a reduction in the efficiency of human growth hormone to accomplish its regenerative tasks. This theory conceptualizes human growth hormone deficiency as a disease of resistance similar to diabetes. Diabetes is caused when cell receptor sites become resistant to insulin, reducing the effect of the hormone on the human physiology and creating a need for exogenous insulin. The myriad benefits of human growth hormone replacement therapy. Although human growth hormone has been a controversial drug therapy since its inception, a growing number of physicians, researchers, and scientists have come to the conclusion that HGH is among the most vital hormonal proteins in regard to longevity, health, wellness, physiological regeneration, and human development. HGH is becoming more popular with physicians every day, especially those in the regenerative and anti-aging medical field. And it is not surprising at all, considering the huge variety of positive benefits that are derived from the use of this wonderful therapy. It is becoming increasingly clear that human growth hormone replacement therapy is the start of a new revolution in longevity medicine and research. Please continue to part 2 for the second half of this audio program. Thank you.